The idea that a university education really should have no substantial content should not be about what John Keats was disposed to call soul-making, is one that you might think professors and university presidents would be discreet about. Not so. This view informed an address that Richard Broadhead gave to the senior class at Yale before he departed to become president of Duke. Broadhead, an impressive, articulate man, seems to take as his educational touchstone the Duke of Wellington's precept that the Battle of Waterloo was won on the playing fields of Eton. Broadhead suggests that the content of the courses isn't really what matters. In 5 years, or 5 months, or minutes, the student is likely to have forgotten how to do the problem sets and will only hazily recollect what happens in the ninth book of Paradise Lost. The legacy of their college years will be a legacy of difficulties overcome. When they face equally arduous tasks later in life, students will tap their old resources of determination, and they'll win. All right, there's nothing wrong with this as far as it goes. After all, the student who writes a brilliant 40-page thesis in a hard week has learned more than a little about her inner resources. Maybe it will give her needed confidence in the future. But doesn't the content of the courses matter at all? On the evidence of this talk, no. Trying to figure out whether the stuff you're reading is true or false and being open to having your life changed is a fraught, controversial activity. Doing so requires energy from the professors. This kind of perspective-altering teaching and learning can cause the things which administrators fear above all else: trouble, arguments, bad press, etc.